When duty means running toward danger. Texas border business. Texas border business. Most people instinctively move away from danger. First responders are trained to move toward it. That simple distinction is one of the enduring lessons America carries from September 11, 2001, and it is the focus of the second installment of Texas Border Business, The Enduring Spirit of September 11th series, marking the 25th anniversary. This is not simply a story about uniforms, departments, or professions. It is about a decision made in moments when there may be little time to think. Someone needs help, and another human being chooses to respond. September 11th gave Americans an unforgettable demonstration of that commitment. Firefighters, police officers, emergency medical personnel, and other responders entered an unfolding catastrophe, knowing people were trapped and needed help. Their actions became part of the nation's collective memory, not because those men and women expected recognition, but because service required them to act. 25 years later, that example remains relevant far beyond the events of one morning. Every day across the United States, firefighters answer alarms, police officers respond to emergencies, paramedics treat people they have never met, dispatchers coordinate assistance, and emergency personnel enter situations from which everyone else is trying to escape. Most of those calls will never become national news. There may be no cameras, ceremonies, or monuments afterward. There is simply a person in trouble and someone answering the call. That is one reason the legacy of September 11th continues to resonate with first responders throughout the country. The anniversary reminds Americans that public safety depends not only on equipment, training, and institutions, but also on individuals willing to accept responsibilities that entail enormous personal risk. It also reminds us that heroism is not always something people plan. Sometimes it is a decision made in seconds. Help the injured, guide someone to safety, return for another person, remain at a post when leaving would be easier. Put someone else's survival ahead of your own security. Those decisions reveal something fundamental about service. Courage does not require the absence of fear. It requires accepting responsibility despite it. As the nation approaches September 11th, communities will once again honor those who responded 25 years ago. Fire stations will remember fallen colleagues. Police departments will pay tribute. Families will remember loved ones whose final actions were devoted to helping others. But perhaps one of the most meaningful ways Americans can honor them is to recognize those who continue that commitment today. They are in our cities and neighborhoods. They answer our calls. They arrive during fires, accidents, storms, medical emergencies, and moments of crisis. They represent a profession whose greatest obligation can be expressed in remarkably few words. When others need help, they go. 25 years after September 11th, America remembers those who went toward the danger. And we honor those who still do. See related stories. Texas Border Business presents The Enduring Spirit of September 11th, The Week America Remembers.